This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
BaltimoreBaseball.com. Peter, what's going on?
Hey, how you guys doing? I guess spring training is going on. I'm not there yet, though.
Yes, it is underway. You can't tell that it's anything spring-related is going on here in Baltimore right now, but definitely in Sarasota. But we've been playing some audio from Mike Elias and Brandon Hyde, who spoke to the media yesterday. And I know you, just like a lot of people, were looking for the Orioles to add to their pitching rotation. They did go get Sagano, 35-year-old pitcher from Japan. They went and got 41-year-old pitcher Charlie Morton. Right now, it looks like Grayson is going to be at the top of that rotation. Where is your concern level, if any, about this pitching staff, specifically the rotation?
Well, it certainly is. There is a concern level. I don't think it's particularly high at the moment because they have a lot of bodies. The problem is that they don't have a number one starter. They have maybe a number two in Grayson, and I want to give Zach Eflin a little credit. I'll say he's the number two also. And the rest are number threes and below. But the thing I look at right now is this team last year was just decimated by injuries, so they've overcompensated in a sense by just packing a lot of bodies in. I can name you what, but nine starting pitchers. I didn't count them, but you know, some that if you get to them, then you probably have a problem. My bigger concern about the ball club is just how much we can expect from the young players that we expect so much from, and that's going to be a big issue. This team should be a very good offensive team, the last playoff notwithstanding, and they should be a very exciting team. I'm excited about the team, but it certainly would have been nice if Mike Elias could have gotten a frontline starter. I never expect them to spend $300 million on anybody, and there's still possibilities. I mean, we'll see what happens the next week or two. Several significant deals take place in spring training, and Michael Elias is as good as anyone at making them. So it's very possible that this starting rotation may look a little different by the time opening day rolls around.
Hey, Peter, do you think we're going to see any difference in Gunnar Henderson's throwing motion because of all the errors in the sidearm throws?
No, I don't think so. I mean, that was an issue. But that's who he is, and he's such a dynamic player. He's such an exciting player. You have to hope that he refines that. I mean, nobody gets upset when Patrick Mahomes throws sidearm. Some guys can just do things that other guys can't do. And last year, he certainly was exposed at times with the air. It was basically he had a couple bursts of errors. You know, that 1 week was really awful. But he's still a great player, and he's still a great shortstop, and I think he's still going to try to make heroic plays, and that's just who he is.
We're talking to Peter Schmuck, who joins us on the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Is Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan. And Peter, last year we got to see Colton Kowser have more of an up than down rookie season. Definitely sporadic, just like you would imagine from any rookie, but definitely a really good rookie season for him. What are you expecting this year out of Colton?
Yeah, I mean, I have no insight on what guys do in the offseason. I mean, I have an idea of what, in general, guys do in the offseason. But I have to think that Colton Kowser, wherever he was, he had a pitching machine, and it was throwing him various pitches that he's had trouble recognizing. And the same goes for some other players on the team. That he just was very vulnerable. He struck out a ton. It made him streaky. But the positive thing is that I know that his first month of his season last year was his best, but that shows what he can do in his best at his best. And so I expect more consistency, because guys who go into their sophomore season either have a sophomore jinx and something bad happens to them, or they mature. And he clearly, you don't have to tell him what he needs to do. It's pretty obvious what he needs to do.
Hey, Peter, what do you think the left field wall is going to do for him this year?
Well, it's going to make Ryan Mountcastle swing a lot harder and try to pull the ball more. And he's capable of doing that, and it should help him. I kind of like what the previous configuration did for some guys, because it made them use the whole field. And maybe that'll carry over and be a strength. And now, you know, when they get that pitch to pull, you know, that they can attack it and have confidence that they can hit the ball at the ballpark.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Peter, we know that the bullpen is getting a big piece back in Felix Bautista, who missed all of last year. Mike Elias has already said they plan to take it slowly with him. What do you expect the start of the season to look like for Bautista while they try to get him back acquainted to things?
Well, I don't I don't know if that means, and I didn't hear exactly what he said. I don't know if that means that they'll spend a few weeks having him pitch in the seventh inning. I kind of don't think that. I think it's more a case of how many times he'll pitch in a row. And I think they will treat him very gently in April. There's just so much at stake. And you guys know, we've all been around. You know that coming back from Tommy John surgery is an uncertain thing no matter what. I mean, we know this guy was a monster when he was completely healthy. You know, some guys throw harder after Tommy John surgery. I don't know if that would be possible for Felix Bautista. You know, if he comes out throwing 108 miles an hour, we'll find out. I think, yeah, you're right. I think they'll be careful. And I think that will mean that they will keep his workload pretty low. And hopefully the team doesn't make it easy for them to keep his workload low, that they're in games a lot in April. But they've got Dominguez and Soto. They've got guys who can close. I don't think they have any other guys who are a legit closer. But they've brought in a couple other relievers to give them options in the late innings so that they don't have to wear anybody out for that matter.
Peter, I'm expecting Holiday to make a big jump because you know that that he worked his ass off all off season long. You know, with probably from second base and his hitting, and he's gained 12 pounds by eating hamburger. He looks good. What are your expectations?
Well, I certainly agree with you that that's what we would like to see happen with him. And I thought about that a number of times over the offseason. I mean, after, you know, had an up and down, you know, season last year, you could still see the great talent that was there. But he was having trouble harnessing it at the major league level after such an unbelievable minor league climb. And I think the team handled him as well as they could have. But I do think that I have to think that Jackson Holiday, under the tutelage of his well-known father, spent a lot of hours every day working on everything from pitch recognition to mechanics at second base. I think he is positioned to make a huge jump, but we all thought he would make that jump last year, and he didn't really. So we'll see.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.